community activists have warned of the increasing risk of HIV transmission at crash sites. Dr. Harrington Nwaga, an orthopedic surgeon at Vision for Trauma Center in Africa, that is found in Mukono, explains that crashes often involve heavy bleeding, multiple injured people, untrained bystanders rushing to help, and lack of gloves or other protective equipment. He adds that good intentions without protection can unintentionally expose helpers, police officers, border riders, community members to HIV and other blood-borne infections such as hepatitis B and C. To prevent HIV transmission at crash scenes, Dr. Mwaga recommends the use of protective barriers, strengthening emergency response through equipping ambulances, police and first responders with personal protective equipment. He also suggests training for border riders, traffic police and community members in basic first aid and infection prevention.